Good morning. Can everyone hear me? Okay, wonderful. As Pastor Ralph said, my name is Christina Pacelli, and I have the pleasure of being the Director of Development at the Wesley Foundation at FSU and TCC. And that's just a fancy way of saying I get to come and share with you wonderful folks and friends and family around the state of Florida about the great things that are happening at FSU. Wesley. Just a little bit about me. I came to the Wesley Foundation in about 15 years ago as a freshman, wide-eyed and bushy-tailed, not knowing exactly what I wanted to do with my life, but wanting to get a degree and wanting to really connect with a community of people and find a group of friends. I grew up in South Florida, and so only knew a couple people from my hometown that came up to Tallahassee to go to school. And so I was walking on campus one day and saw a big cement building that was, I learned to find out, that was lovingly known as the Chapel of the Upper Room or the Bomb Shelter. And and walked in and found a great group of friends, women and men and women who became good friends and mentors to me. They are some of the people that I am still closest to now. We have celebrated life's joys, marriages and engagements and having babies, and also mourned together, loss of parents and grandparents and children. And I know that we'll be together and we'll be friends and supporting one another and challenging one another and encouraging one another for the rest of our lives. And that gives me such great comfort, and not only for me, but I know for thousands of students and people that have gone through the Wesley Foundation. As Pastor Ralph said, we've been in ministry there for since 1926, so for just over 90 years. We have had the fortune of having three pastors over that period of time. The first 30 years or so, we had deaconesses when the Methodist Church didn't recognize women as pastors, but we had several deaconesses that were well-loved and respected. And then in 1956, we had Reverend Austin Holliday, the late Reverend Austin Holliday. And then in the mid-80s, we had Pastor Tim Jones. And then in 2003, we had Dr. Vance Raines. And then a couple years ago, we have our current pastor, Reverend Mike Taluba, come join us. And so that's a little history about the Wesley Foundation. And so we are really committed right now on focusing on three main areas of ministry: community, maturity, and impact. We have a vision statement and a mission statement, and not all the students or leadership could tell you what that is, but everybody knows community, maturity, and impact. And so for community, for us, that looks like a Wednesday night dinner where we invite everyone to come, and for the first time anyone's ever there, it's free, and then after that it's only $4, and we have anywhere between 80 and 120 people coming and eating dinner. After that, we'll have Bible studies. They can be on a specific topic, or some groups read through a book in the Bible or a book written by a Christian author and discuss it and do life together that way. Once a month or so, we'll have worship on a Wednesday night after that, where they call it late night and they start at 9, and I don't know when they go to because that's too late for me. But they love it, where they can just come together and worship in corporate community and really encourage one another and share their gifts and abilities. We have some really talented students and staff at the Wesley Foundation. Community for us also looks like, at the beginning of the year, we take anywhere from 200 to 250 students to Laguna Beach to do a beach retreat, where it's a weekend of fun and playing and getting to know each other and bringing new students and freshmen in to the fold, so they really feel like they're a part of the family. So it's not us and them, it's an everybody thing. And so we want students, young students and older students, to connect with each other and really pour into each other and hang out. And that's where some of the best friendships have been made over the years, is on that beach in Laguna, or late night conversations or questioning. And I think that's something that's beautiful about our community. As Pastor Ralph alluded to, not everyone agrees on everything and not everyone sees everything the same way, and that's okay. And I think the Wesley Foundation is a beautiful place where young people can come and maybe not believe in God, or maybe not be sure what they think about the Bible or this or that, and people can come together in conversation and agree or disagree, and that's okay. And we encourage that, and we encourage students to challenge one another and to question, not to bring each other down, but to see what do I really believe in. Is do I believe what my parents believe or what my grandparents believe, or do I believe something else and why? And so I think the ministry is great in that way, that we can encourage students to really figure out who they are and what they believe, and then to send them out and go and do it, and not just to impact lives. We love college students for who they are and where they are in life, but we don't want them to just stay where they are. We want them to grow as human beings, as people, as adults, as real adults, as they like to say, but also in their faith. And so maturity, again, looks like the Bible studies we do. We go on mission trips. We send at least 3 teams of students every year to a village in Guatemala called Chantala. We send at least 1 team of students to Nicaragua every year. We've done local missions in the Big Bend. And so we want students to grow and develop, and then to take that out with them when they go, not only during their time as students, but then also after they graduate and most leave Tallahassee to go start their careers and their families and their ministries. We have a retreat in January of every year called Winter Retreat, and that's really where we want students to go deep. And that retreat is really all about finding yourself and God, and every year has a different theme, but it's all about going deeper and really connecting with God and with yourself and with friends. And then impact, I kind of touched on it with the mission trips, but the international mission trips, but we also do stuff in the Big Bend. Twice a week we have students that go and tutor students at Laverne Payne, a low-income neighborhood. We have students that throw birthday parties for children who live at Hope Community Center, because we know as much as the parents love their children who live there, sometimes they just don't have the resources to give their children presents or to really celebrate how they might want to their birthdays. And so we have thrown a birthday party every month for at least a year and a half. And last June or May, I think, was our biggest one. We went to Sky Zone, and our students completely donated to cover the cost of them going and the children going. So this isn't just something that the students say, hey, we want to do, and we go do it. We do, but they're also donating to support the cause. And I think that's wonderful. It's not something that I had ever thought of when I was in school of, hey, let's go throw a birthday party for a bunch of kids that we don't know. But it's not that they don't know them anymore. They've become friends, they've hung out, they do tutoring, they go and read bedtime stories, and so they're building the relationship in the community with folks in and throughout the community. It's not just Wesley Foundation is just for Wesley. It's for the students at Wesley, but it's also for folks on campus. And we know through research that most young adults, when they are surveyed about freshmen in college, when they are asked, do they feel prepared? Do they feel ready? How do they feel about going to a higher institution? Most of them feel that they are not nearly prepared as they should be for higher education, and they're not sure if they have a faith or what that faith would be or what they should believe in. And so there's really a gap. And so I think the Wesley Foundation is a great ministry to stand in the gap and to come alongside people wherever they are. We have students who come because they grew up in the church and their parents were pastors, or they were told by their youth group director to go check out a Wesley Foundation, which is great. And we have students who never stepped in a church at all in their life and are not sure about the church. And we love them all, and we want to celebrate them all, the joys of life and the hard times in life. I have had the privilege of being at the Wesley Foundation for, like I said, about 15 years. I came in as a student, and then after I graduated, I interned for a couple of years. My degrees are in social work, and so I did crisis intervention and group therapy, and that was eye-opening to see. It was a wonderful time, but students, there's a lot going on. There's a lot of struggles with addiction or a lot of traumatic experiences, not only in people's early life, but also in college. A lot can happen, and students just really need someone to talk to and have a comforting ear and shoulder to listen to and to cry on. And that was something that was that really was on my heart to do. Something else that's really been a blessing for me is to see students grow in their faith. Since I've been able to be there for as long as I have, I've seen freshmen come in not sure about their faith or not sure what they want to do with their lives, and really figure out where God is leading them to be and what God is leading them to do, and then see them step out in faith and step into that role and then just grow and blossom. And that is a beautiful thing. That's probably one of my favorite things about the ministry and the relationships with the students. And so we are all about impacting people not only within the Wellesley Foundation, but on the FSU campus and on the TCEC campus, and not only in our community and across the world. But we know that when people leave the Wellesley Foundation, some of them might not step back into church, and certainly that's not our hope. But we know that about 25% of all people going through the process to become ministers in the United Methodist Conference, about 25% of them are alumni of FSU Wellesley. And that's incredible. And we know that it's more than just numbers. We know that each number represents a person, and really that's what it's about. And that's just the Florida Conference. We have students that go out all across the country, and we've had missionaries go halfway across the world to go and share the good news while teaching or while working in engineering or whatever their passion is. And so that's really incredible. And I love the FSU Wellesley Foundation. I love the Seminoles, and so I will always talk about that. But we, as Pastor Ralph said, we have a lot of great Wellesley foundations across the state. We have 15 across the state of Florida and all across the nation. FSU Wellesley is the flagship ministry of Florida. We're the biggest one in Florida, and we're probably the top three or four in the nation. And again, that's great, but we know that it's more than about the numbers. We know that it's about the people and the students and the stories. That's the most important. And as Pastor Ralph said, the Florida Conference is wonderful in supporting us financially. I believe the last number I heard, they were supporting us at 38% of our overall budget, which is great, but which means we do need to raise the other 62%-ish. I'm not awesome at math, but I'm pretty sure. And so that's why we're doing the Wellesley Blitz Sunday, and I'm so glad that I get to be here. We're sending 22 students and staffers out to churches all across the Northwest District to share the story of the Wellesley Foundation, of the Wellesley, how Wellesley has impacted our lives and how we want it to continue to impact. Just like we've had a wonderful ministry over the last 90 years, we want a ministry for the next 90 years. If you haven't heard, we have torn down our loving bomb shelter and the brick fellowship hall. I like to say they were well loved and well used, but it was time for them to come down. And so we've taken them down, and we've built a new beautiful 15,000 square foot multi-purpose building that we can seat 600 in worship. We can easily fit 200 for dinner around tables. We have a coffee shop area. We have a prayer room. We have a kitchen that we can cook for that many people in just a couple of hours. We have a conference room and office spaces. And so it just gives us so much opportunity to do so much more. We've been praying and dreaming for this for years, literally, of what can we do if we had the space, if we had the resources, if we didn't have to worry about roofs leaking and ACs going that are underneath concrete and all that kind of stuff. And so it's been a real blessing. We've moved in January, and so we've been doing services in there since January. We'll have a dedication in September. But if anyone is interested in seeing it, I would certainly love to give you all a tour. Or if you want to do a group tour, I'm doing those too. So I think that's my Wellesley story.